It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Just fine for a Monday morning. What's it, already 30, almost 40 degrees outside?
Yeah.
Life's good.
It's going to get much warmer.
That's right. It's going to get a lot warmer. Brett's in with us this morning as we get things started. Today, you'd like to tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Jim. Rinnai water heaters give you limitless hot water and the best efficiency available in your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has put several of these units in across the area, and with our experience, we can tell you that the payback is there. These water heaters will give you much more hot water at less energy cost and take up much less room in your utility room. With the direct vent system it uses, you will also have one less appliance going up that chimney and deteriorating it. Give us a call to get a free estimate in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Got a guest on the phone this morning. Harvey Freeze joins us this morning from the center of the weather world. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. Especially good after Iowa State beat Kansas over the weekend in basketball here in Ames. So it's been quite a weekend.
You just pining to get that in, weren't you?
I was. Well, Drake also won, so that was good.
Yeah,
good news for Central Iowans.
Yeah, it was a fun game. I didn't see most of that game Saturday. I caught the last couple, 3 or 4 minutes of it. It was kind of fun to see the end there. Always fun when you upset a big team like that and do it on your home floor, so you get lots of crowd enthusiasm, too.
Well, absolutely, and it hasn't happened in Hilton Coliseum since 1995, and that was the last time that Fred Hoiberg was a player. So there's all kinds of stuff to talk about as far as that game goes. But to top that all off, the weather's just great across the Midwest.
Yeah, the weatherman becomes the sportscaster today, too. You got to like that. He's a versatile guy. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about the weather now, because it's been, I mean, we are checking off lots of time here in the winter, and we really haven't seen much of winter so far. It's been dry. It's been warmer than normal, which we're really going to see here in the next couple of days. I mean, is this a pattern that's just going to, I mean, you expect this once in a while, but it seems like it's been like this for the most part all winter long, where this has been the norm, and the odd part has been when we've gotten a little bit of snow or a little bit of cold here and there. Is this going to continue?
Well, it certainly looks that way, at least for the next week or so. I think it's a trend that set itself up sometime in the late summer or early fall, and it's a trend that just continues and probably will continue through, as far as I can see, out into February. Interestingly enough, over the weekend, we saw record highs at Laguna Beach, California, of 85 degrees on Friday, and the same 85, I think, in Miami or West Palm Beach. And then yesterday, Sunday afternoon, Alliance, Nebraska set a record of 57, and Sydney was around 65, I think. And today, as this warm front is moving out across eastern Nebraska into western Iowa and western Missouri, and we're expecting high temperatures, possibly breaking some records in the mid to upper 60s in this area. Some of the bad news could be that in western Missouri, a combination of low humidity and gusty winds could rapidly spread any fires should they get started in this area. So there are some red flag warnings out for western Missouri, some parts of Alabama, and parts of the Texas Panhandle for this afternoon. But for most of us, just the fact that we're going to be possibly getting up around 60 degrees is going to be a lot of fun today.
Well, we have had black and white winters here, haven't we? Just completely opposite here this year to last year. Last year we had a bunch of snow.
That's right, and looks like there's just not much of that in the forecast. Later this week we're going to see some moisture across Missouri up into Illinois and Indiana. Looks like it's going to go south of us again. But by about next Sunday, we may be seeing some moisture, maybe in the form of rain or snow, over western Iowa. So that would be some good news. Looking further to the north, where is all this cold weather? Bettles, Alaska. Don't ask me where that is. I think it's up somewhere near Proto Bay, but I don't know. They set a record low of 60 degrees below zero on Friday, and then again last night. Can you imagine 60 below? I'm kind of thinking if you had a pan of water and you walked outside and you threw it in the air, it would probably evaporate or freeze before it even hit the ground with that kind of temperatures. But anyway, if you look up there this morning, the Northwest Territories, the Yukon, temperatures are 10 to 20 below. There's even some 20 below temperatures close to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan this morning. But all that just continues to move on to the east across Canada, out towards Greenland. And that's been the trend since the fall, and looks like it's just going to continue for a while.
Well, and that's odd because you would figure eventually some of that stuff would start to leak down here, especially up into the you know, the northern part here, but of the country. But we just haven't seen much of that.
No, the jet stream is one of the controlling factors, and it just is further north than normal, stronger than normal, and it just keeps pushing that cold air to the east and keeping it to the north of us. And so that's certainly some good news. That is also bringing us the drier weather trend that we've been seeing. And, you know, as I said, we may see some pretty good moisture coming up here possibly next Sunday. So we'll be talking about that more and more later on this week.
Yeah, you know, some people are starting to get a little bit nervous about how dry it is. Last year, everyone was nervous about how much snow and how much runoff there was up in the upper Missouri River Basin. And, of course, we all know what that did last summer and for most of last summer. But, you know, this year it's just kind of exactly the opposite. Everybody's worried about how dry it seems to be.
It is. And, you know, just speaking about that, right now there's no record snowfall going on in the Northern Rockies or anything like that. So the threat certainly seems to be very minimal for later on this for spring for that. Interesting that the record high for Atlantic today is 58 degrees, set back in 1988. And that was the winter where we had an extremely dry winter, and we had a drought and extreme heat in the spring and early summer of 1988. Now, I'm not going there. I'm not forecasting that kind of thing for later this spring and summer, but it makes for some interesting conversation around the coffee table.
Well, with all the moisture we had last year, is the groundwater levels or the subsoil moisture levels still decent?
I think in many areas of the state they are. I think the area that is most concerned are northwest Iowa, up into southwestern Minnesota, and southeastern South Dakota. That's the area that seemed to miss a lot of the rainfall beginning late last summer and into the fall. It is kind of interesting this morning, if you look at the percent of normal rainfall or percent of normal moisture for the month of January. Actually, northern Iowa, northwest Iowa, they had 100 or 200% of their normal moisture. So they've been catching a little bit of snow here over the last couple of weeks. That's some good news. Let's hope that's the trend that'll continue into February.
Yeah, well, I know my folks live up in Dubuque, and I know I've been on the phone with them a couple of different times this winter where they've asked me what the weather was like down here. I said, you know, it's like 40 degrees, whatever. And they're like, geez, we had 6 inches of snow today.
They got a couple of big storms there a week or two ago, that's for sure.
Yeah, we haven't had 6 inches all year, so it's just kind of the way it's been all season long. Hey, you know, you mentioned, and I was looking at some of the video and still pictures and stuff of that sun activity, that solar eruption last week. Did that have any effect at all on weather? It seemed like it had an effect on everything else.
Wasn't that amazing? I saw some pictures from some Swedish television of the Northern Lights or the Aurora Borealis. Absolutely fabulous pictures of the flashing lights. And that was one of the largest, or the largest, solar storm that we've seen since about 2005. And actually, the sun has been pretty quiet in the beginning of this century, and the sun is forecast to continue to be kind of on the quiet side of where it normally should be. So that could have an impact on our weather, and we could probably talk about that for the next 4 or 5 days. But that absence of sun activity can sometimes lead to cooler temperatures if you're looking at the long-term climate.
Well, just everything has an impact. And we're ticking off days, as we said, very quickly. Do you see a next big snowfall chance coming here anytime soon?
Well, I think we'll be talking about it for Saturday or Sunday or Monday of next week. I'm not sure right now if it's going to be rain or snow. Probably will be snow in some parts of eastern Nebraska and western Iowa. And so we'll be concentrating on that this week.
All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate the information. You can go back to your nap now. Not much to do in the Weather Center these days, huh?
I'm too pumped about the game. I still got to talk about that.
I just figured with the lack of any severe weather going on anywhere, this is just too easy, huh? This is like cruise control in the weather office. Harvey, thanks for your time.
Take care.
You bet. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm glad he has a good sense of humor. It's been one of those situations here where we've just gotten into this. We've settled into this nice weather pattern, and it just hasn't really changed. I mean, there's not too much to complain about this winter unless you're really concerned about the lack of moisture. But, you know, a little rain to get rid of all that excess sand out there on the roadways wouldn't be the worst thing in the world either. But it's been so dry and so nice. And like I said, you're going to find out here real quick. If you wore a winter coat to work this morning, you're not going to need it probably going home tonight. It's going to be awfully warm here in the area. Go figure.
Those furnaces aren't running much either, though.
No. Well, saving a little bit of money there, too, I guess, huh? Good time to get the work done.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Trust is not a thing of the past, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating proves this every day. We know there are contractors out there that unfortunately seem to want to take advantage, every advantage they can, not only in pricing, but also in the quality and professionalism they use in installations. Since 1918, Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been insisting that our technicians are up to date on technology, quality of different products, and the efficient ways to take care of your problems or desires. I promise that we will be fair and give you the best value possible for your home or business. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by Samuel Ullman. It says, years may wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. And my thanks again to Harvey Freeze for spending a little time with us here on our program today. Hey, you go out and enjoy the warm weather today, and God bless America.